Right now, let's say good morning to KTLA's Rich DeMiro. You can follow Rich on social media at Rich on Tech. His website is richontech.tv. Hi, Rich. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, good morning to Jennifer. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you as well. Thanks for the reminder.
Oh, do you and the fam do anything fun? Do you have a certain, like a special Mexican restaurant that you like to go to today?
Oh, we used to. We used to all the time when we lived, near our favorite little Mexican restaurant, but it's been a while. So now we just do, Taco Tuesday at home. Of course, it's Wednesday, so we'll just do Taco Wednesday.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a redo. It's a throwback Thursday, but it's on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
for Tuesday.
Exactly. There probably won't be margaritas. It's a school night, so it'll just be, kids.
I know how it goes. I feel you. All right. Tell people why, if they've got a Dell computer, they're going to want to update their software.
Yeah, this is a pretty big one. Dell is patching a 12-year-old vulnerability. This has been going on for 12 years. This impacts millions of their computers. Basically, if you have the Dell update software, like if you ever used like Dell's software to update your computer, you're going to have to update your computer to get rid of this vulnerability. And the vulnerability is kind of scary because it allows someone to take over control of your computer. And, a lot of the tech support scams we see have to do with this. And so you don't want your computer to be at risk. The software patch comes out on May 10th, which is in about 5 days. And so just, do your software update through Dell, on that day and you should be okay.
I don't mean to throw shade at Dell this morning, but a 12-year-old fix, couldn't we have gotten around to that a little sooner?
Yeah, well, this is from like back in the day when software was not as tightly managed as it is now. These developers nowadays think of everything. Back then, it was different times, So they were like, anything goes. Let's just leave this giant hole in all these computers.
It was kind of the Wild West back then. I get it. It just seems 12 years. That's a long time to let the Wild West go on, and not kind of get a handle on it. But, whatever, at least they're doing it now. All right, let's talk more about now these Apple AirTags, because they seem amazing. I want to get one. I know I tried early on after you and I talked and realized, I have to wait till they actually come out. Now they are out. You've gotten your hands on one. And tell us first the amazing part of it.
Yeah. So, here's the deal. The AirTag is amazing. It's a great little device that will help you find your stuff. It's $29. You attach it to your keys, your backpack. I've attached them to all kinds of stuff. And yeah, it helps you track them. You will find your stuff. But on the flip side, it's a little scary for the privacy implications, Jennifer, because I attached one to my wife's keys and I said, all right, go on your day and let's see what happens. And sure enough, I could see her exactly where she was throughout the entire day.
Oh.
And you might be thinking, well, isn't she linked up to your account? No, I used my AirTag that was from my account. I attached it to her keychain. And you're supposed to, Apple has some of these precautions built in where they'll send a notification to someone saying, hey, we noticed this AirTag is following you around, but it's not yours. Or if, when you get home, it'll say, hey, there's an AirTag in your bag. You might want to check into that. But none of those things happened. And, I don't know why they didn't happen, but the reality is, there's just a lot of privacy implications with these devices that I think people should just be aware of.
Well, and I think the other thing is, even if those things had happened, let's just say the most nefarious, in the most nefarious scenario, even if those things had happened, by then it's too late. Somebody already knows where you are. Somebody already knows where your house is after that alert is sent. You know what I mean? It's kind of too late then.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were my wife and I were discussing this last night, if it's an ex or something like that, like chances are, look, there's ways of following people around, that have been around forever. There are, if it's an ex, they already know where you work, they know where you live, but it still doesn't make it feel any better. Mm-hmm. It's like the situation is these are very good tracking devices that are so small and so precise and very accurate. And, Apple says they're not meant for people or pets, but believe me, people are going to use them for people and pets and their kids. They go off to school and you see where your kid is at school or, their backpack.
Sure.
So, it's one of these things where Apple's a smart company. I'm sure they've thought of all of these things, but there will be some scenarios that they have not thought of and there will be some problems. And it's just the reality of you got to weigh technology for good and bad. It's kind of like the internet. It's kind of like any technology that we have. There's good and there's bad.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us the pros and cons of that one for sure. And what is new on Instagram when it comes for stories?
This is a pretty simple feature, but it's kind of fun. Sometimes when you're flipping through Instagram, you don't always want to turn up the audio to hear what someone's saying because either you're in a quiet place or you just don't feel like it.
Yes.
So now they have this feature called captions, which when you do an Instagram story, let's say you're talking to the camera, you know, as a lot of people do, you can drag a caption sticker onto your story and it will transcribe what you're saying and, you know, show it on screen. So it's kind of like a mix between an accessibility feature, which is great for people that are hard of hearing, but also a feature that anyone can use just to enhance their stories so that you can see what they're saying without actually listening.
I also think this might save marriages. And why, you ask? Because how many of us have gone to bed at night with our spouse and you go to lay down and they're able to fall asleep right away, but maybe you can't. So you pick up your phone. What do? You start scrolling through Instagram and then all of a sudden the sound comes on from somebody's story and they're like, seriously, will you put your phone down and go to sleep, right?
So true. It happens all the time. It happened to me the other day. I think I was somewhere quiet where I'm just like scrolling Instagram and all of a sudden somehow I touch the sound, you know, and it's like everyone does the same thing. They look around. They're so embarrassed. You know, it's like, sorry, sorry. And in bed, same thing. You know, one of the spouse or partner, whatever, you know, all of a sudden it's so quiet. And then you hear like something, you know, what are you doing over there?
Exactly.
Instagram, really?
Seriously, this captions would be great. I'm glad to hear that they've come up with this option. Rich, thank you so much. As always, follow him on Rich on Tech. His website is richontech.tv. Have a great one, Rich, and go find a new Mexican restaurant with your family tonight.
Thanks, Jennifer. I will try.
Okay, sounds good. See you later.